Ben Fry pays no attention. And why should he? The aunts are Jillian's family, and that's all he needs to know. He lopes right into the kitchen, where Antonia and Kylie and Sally stop eating the minute they see him. Quickly, they turn to see the aunt's reaction. Ben doesn't catch on to their anxiety any more than he notices the fiery scent rising from the pot on the stove. He must presume the smell emanates from some special cleaning fluid or detergent, or perhaps some small creature, a baby squirrel or an old toad, has curled up to die underneath the back doorstep. Ben goes over to the aunt's, reaches into the sleeve of his rain slicker, and pulls out a bunch of roses. Aunt Jet accepts them with pleasure. "Lovely," she says. Aunt Frances runs a petal between her thumb and forefinger to verify that the roses are real. They are, but that doesn't mean Frances is so easily impressed. "Any more tricks?" she says in a voice that can turn a man's blood to ice. Ben smiles his beautiful smile, the one that made Jillian weak in the knees from the start, and that now reminds the aunts of the boys they once knew. He reaches behind Aunt Frances's head, and before they know it, he has pulled from thin air a chiffon scarf the color of sapphires, which he proudly presents. "I couldn't accept this," Frances says, but her tone isn't quite so cool as before, and when no one's looking, she loops the scarf around her neck. The color is perfect for her. Her eyes look like lake water, clear and gray-blue. Ben makes himself comfortable, grabs a piece of pizza, and begins to ask Jet about their trip down from Massachusetts. That's when Frances signals to Jillian to come close. "Don't screw this one up," she tells her niece. "I don't intend to," Jillian assures her. Ben stays until 11. He fixes instant chocolate pudding for dessert, then teaches Kylie and Antonia and Aunt Jet how to build a house of cards and how to make it fall down with a single puff of air. "You got lucky this time," Sally tells her sister.
"You think it was luck?" Jillian grins.
"Yeah," Sally says.
"No way," Jillian says. "It took years of practice."
Just then the aunts both tilt their heads at the very same time and make a very little noise, low in their throats, a kind of click so close to silence that anyone who wasn't listening carefully might mistake it for the faint call of a cricket or the sigh of a mouse beneath the floorboards.